Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back with another episode. So guys, I hope that you enjoyed last week's episode talking about rest. But now it's time to change the tune a little bit. I want to talk about trust. And you're going to find that everything that I talk about, and if you hear an extra noise, I am out and about running some errands on this wonderful President's Day. I have the whole week off, as I told you guys in the last episode, so I'm getting some rest and relaxation in. But I'm also taking care of some business that needs to be taken care of. So anywho's, trust. Trust is a huge factor in relationships and in just in life in general. If you don't have trust, you oftentimes can't develop relationships properly. You also cannot have peace of mind, and oftentimes you can't have peace and rest. Which goes back to last week's episode. I was just talking to a girlfriend of mine, and we were just, you know, chopping things up. Nothing intense or anything. It was just like good girlfriend conversation. And I was telling her how, you know, I have decided to fight a little bit different in my marriage and just surrender everything over to God and know that He has it and He's in control of everything. And that if it's meant for the relationship to continue, that it will. He'll give me and my husband the things that we need to be successful in our marriage. So, the one thing that I did share with her is that at one point in the relationship, I felt paralyzed. I come home from work each day, and there is this wonderful recliner that I love to take place in, sit in, become one with oftentimes. But I did feel often that I was paralyzed. Like I could not come away from that particular seat until, excuse me guys, either my husband had left to go work overnight or until I knew he was asleep. And I feel like part of that was because I didn't have peace. So that when I would enter into our marital bed, I would have rest. I could sleep, or I thought that I could sleep, but I would not have rest. So I've learned the difference between sleep and rest. And I've also learned that because I didn't have peace, I did not get rest. And part of the reason why I could not get either or was simply because of the way that I was fighting. I was trying to fight things with my flesh, and I couldn't. I had to learn how to trust in God and know that He would fight that battle for me. And I didn't have to fight that battle. I didn't have to lose sleep. I didn't have to lose rest over the one thing that I couldn't do alone. But I had to first learn how to trust God. And it's not that I did not trust God or I did not know how to trust God. It was because I was not willing to trust Him because I had gotten to a point in my relationship where I felt that it was me. We talked about this during our Bible study about a week ago, and how a lot of women, we put everything on everyone else. The way that we have happiness is not that we feel like we can make ourselves happy. We feel like we acquire happiness from everyone else. We feel like we acquire safety and our feeling of being protected through others, i.e. our husbands or our fathers. And when we don't have those things, it's hard for us to trust that someone else is capable of doing the same thing. So here I was in my relationship with my husband, and I allowed my relationship with my husband to actually interfere with my relationship with God. I allowed the fact of that I couldn't trust my husband make me not trust that God had me. And I know better. I really do. So I had to figure out how to learn to not allow my relationship with my husband to interfere with the relationship with God. And guys, I can go on and on and on about how I allowed my relationship to interfere with lots of different areas of my spiritual life, because I stopped going to church. I stopped reading the Bible. I stopped praying on a daily basis. I stopped doing a lot of things that separated me from God, which also played a huge part in my trust in Him. So how did I gain that trust back for God? I got tired of not being able to rest. I know that's weird to hear me say that I gained trust in God because I didn't have rest. But when I had exhausted literally and physically every option that I knew of that I could use to conquer, tame, put back on track, repair, whatever word you want to put there, I wanted that to fix my relationship. And I had exhausted all those things. And I was like, what now? I've run out of options. And what I realized later than expected is that I had to trust in God. I had to put my trust in God that He would restore my marriage, or He would give me discernment on which way I should move. If I should stay in the marriage, if I should leave the marriage, if I should not necessarily leave the marriage completely, but maybe take a hiatus, which is AKA be separated for a while until we got on track. And by doing just that small thing of surrendering to God, I showed Him and I told Him that I trusted Him. That I trusted Him that He would do what is best for me. I didn't put any restrictions on it. I didn't put any caveats. I didn't say, okay, you know, taxes and title not included, like we hear in a lot of these sales pitches that we go to, or we try to purchase things, and we hear all the disclaimers that are added after we've committed to it, and we see in these little fine print. It was not one of those things. I was like, God, I'm tired. I surrender. I trust in You that You would do everything that You said that You would do for me, because Your word, in Your word, it says that it will not return to me void. When people read that, a lot of people are like, what does that mean? When He says that His word will not return void, think about a check somebody writes to you. If you void the check out, then the amount that was written out for you to cash that check is no longer exists. That check is no good. So He's saying that His word is good. It's what you can stand on, whatever He says that He is going to do for you, to you, through you, with you. It's going to return at the full face value of what that check was written. And I want to let you guys know the check that he has written is the price of your life and his life. He died for his and the entire world's sins. Okay? So it's not like some little chump change that this check that he's written. So when I told him that I surrender, I showed him that I trusted him that that check he had written me, I could take to the bank in cash. That's a huge thing. I know people now who you tell them, well, can I write you a check? No, don't write me a check. No, you just wait until you get some cash. And you're like, oh, okay. I know places there where that you can go to and you can't even use your debit card if it's something like less than $5. And God ain't like that. He's saying, okay, you said that you trust me. Okay, go ahead and I'm gonna write this check. And you're saying that you trust me enough that you know that you can take that check to the bank and cash it. That's the ultimate sign of faith and trust. So am I just saying that I completely trust that he's going to repair my relationship? No. If you listen, I said that I trust that he will do what is best for me, my husband, and the relationship. I'm not asking him for anything specifically because I don't know what he has in store for me. And I'm not going to put him in a box and say, hey, you got to give me what I asked for, because that's not the kind of God we serve. He's not a genie. We don't rub on the lamp and he pops out and says he's going to grant us, you know, three wishes. But in doing so, what I've also learned about myself is that I'm extremely trusting of God, and I have to continuously pray that God will allow me to trust, one, myself and the decision that I made, and two, to trust my husband. And I will tell you right now, it's so much easier to trust God than it is to trust myself and to trust my husband. One, I feel like because I love my husband that I will have on rose-colored glasses and I will be more forgiving than I should be, and I will bend more than I should bend, and then I will welcome him with open arms, and then the same mess goes on again. I don't trust me. Don't. The other thing is, I've heard my husband tell me several things that weren't true before. So what makes this time different? What makes this time different than the others? Will he not do the things that he said he had done before? I doubt that. He's human. We all err. Right? So how is it that I can move forward? So I just literally had to surrender that to God in prayer as well. Like, hey, you know, God, you know I don't trust this dude as far as I can spit. That's an old saying in case you hadn't heard that one before. So if I can't trust him, God, how is it that I can willingly trust you and know that when you give me a sign, it is a sign directly from you and not something from my fragile, human, erred heart? So in this whole process, I'm having to gain trust for myself. I'm having to gain trust for my husband, which is, it's hard. It's hard. It's really, really hard. The last thing that I want to say to you guys is that, as I stated before, if without me being able to trust God and move on, I would not be able to rest. And that's huge. I would go to bed at night and I knew that I would not be able to sleep. I would take whatever kind of medicine that I could get my hand on that would make me like drowsy, so that when I finished taking it, within like 30 minutes to an hour, I would fall asleep. Muscle relaxers, Benadryl, nighttime cold medicine, anything. Call me an alky, but I was like, what I'm going to do is knock myself out so that I can get this good sleep. But then even in my sleep, I would toss and turn. I would have really crazy dreams. I would really feel tormented. Like, if I can't sleep soundly and be rested, then I might as well just stay awake, get up, do something. And then I would have wasted time doing things that I should just not have even been doing, whether it's like watching TV, on social media, whatnot. And when I finally told him, like, God, I trust you. I surrender. I give up on trying to fight this battle by myself. I trust that you will fight for me. I was able to lie down at night and get rest. And that's huge. That meant that I trusted God, not just for my marriage, but I trusted him with my life. I trusted him with my mental stability, because that was ultimately what I was prayerful for, because I was like, Lord, I'm gonna go crazy if I don't get some sleep. And how many of you guys know that's true? So from trusting God, I was able to obtain so much more. I have my mental state of mind. I have my faith has been restored for God. I've developed patience, which is a gradual process, but I've gained patience because I have to have that to wait on God to show me what is the ultimate outcome on my relationship with my husband. So if you are suffering from the lack of trust, whether it be for someone or for God or for yourself like me, you have to start by forgiving yourself. You have to start by thanking yourself, or thanking God. That's where I started. I thank him that although my marriage was in a broken state, I was thankful that the relationship between he and I, although I felt like I was a backslider, he never failed me. He never just walked away from me and was like, okay, whatever, she hard-headed, she don't listen, I was trying to give her the signs about this relationship, and so here, take that. He never said, I'm going to destroy you for not listening to me. He just never disappointed me. And we all think that, okay, well, he didn't like give you the desires of your heart and your marriage is in a bad and broken place. That does not mean that he failed me. That means that there is something there. There's a lesson there that has to be learned. That means that at one point I did not listen properly to God. That my husband didn't listen properly to God. And that's ultimately how we get into ruts in our life, for not being obedient. Just think about when your parents tell you, don't touch the stove, it's hot, and you do it anyway. What happens? You get burned. But does that mean that your parents didn't love you? No. You learn a lesson, right? Exactly. So guys, just start by forgiving yourself. Start by forgiving other people. It's going to be a gradual process. It's not going to be something that happens instantaneously. It's not going to be something that once it's done that you won't struggle with. But once it's done and you are in a better place, you're going to be so very thankful that you did thank God for it. You're going to be in a better place where you can understand why he did what he did. You're going to be in a place where you can rest, you have peace, and you no longer have to be inundated with not being able to trust, because that in itself is such a hard thing. knowing that you can't trust somebody and that you have to be an intimate part, you have to have an intimate relationship or just a really close relationship. It's hard, whether it be in the workplace or romantic relationship. It's hard. If you can't trust that person, you're like, nope, It's like that game. It's the game of trust. Can I trust that if I fall, you're going to catch me? And if you can't, how can you move forward? What kind of peace of mind does that give you knowing that that person won't catch you? Why would you want to keep yourself in that place? Wouldn't you rather get to a point where you can trust them or know that, okay, I can't trust them. So that means that this relationship is not a good relationship. It's not a healthy relationship. Especially if God shows you that this is not the relationship you're supposed to be in, whether it be a professional or a personal relationship. Hear that. Don't internalize it. Hear it and then keep moving. And once you've moved on and all is well, you can breathe a lot better. You can sleep a lot better. And then you can move on finding where you need to be with trust. And until next time, guys, this is Just Call Me Jay Nicole. Make sure that you are following me on all of my social media outlets. I'm on IG and Facebook at Just Call Me Jay Nicole. And that's JustCallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And I'm on Twitter at Call Me Jay Nicole. That's CallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And always take the time to shoot me a message, whether it be in my DM or in my Gmail. You can email me at justcallmejaynicole@gmail.com. And again, till next time, guys, be blessed, get some rest, and learn to trust. Peace.